Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Never miss a minute.
Download the Todd and Tyler Podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
And stream the show 24-7 at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
Well, I don't get the rain, the head cold, but...
podcast, TNTRadioEmpire.com. Is in there. You already said that, didn't he? I'm sorry.
Spotify.
It's a weekend. It's a weekend, yes. Yeah, he said all that stuff. I wasn't paying attention to him. Back live next week, Craig. We're working nonstop now.
Thank goodness.
All right. Until Labor Day weekend.
Mr. Skin, Chris Porter, Chris Titus, maybe a guest appearance from Craig Peters as well.
Excellent, man. Yeah, Titus is they did a reunion of his sitcom, right?
Yeah, like a one episode. They're gonna put it up for streaming next weekend. So we'll be talking to him sometime next week.
Love me some Titus, man. Good friend of the show, become a real good friend of the show recently. Mr. Evans?
On this date in 1945, President Harry S. Truman announced that Japan had surrendered to the Allies,
yeah,
signaling the end to fighting in WW2.
I always hear Harry Ass Truman
whenever somebody mentions his name.
I thought the pandemic of 1918 ended World War II. That's where our fearless
leader. They're going to have to update all those books.
Fearless leader said that the other day.
What made him surrender?
A couple of big bombs.
Yeah.
Fat boy and little man, right?
There's no way they
or
like
fat
the United
man and
States.
Little boy.
Yeah, I think it was that
I'm
one.
Sorry. Fat boy would be rude.
9:30 on Friday.
Well, that was just.
Yeah, seriously, where his head's
at least I was there.
What are you doing this weekend?
Fat boy.
Fat boy.
That's horrible, Todd. And I laughed at it. That is where I transpose those. Fat boy and little man.
Hilarious.
It's shut up. You're so mean. And Push is right. It's because it's 9:30 on a Friday.
That's why.
Yeah.
People are now drinking human breast milk, apparently, so they can build muscle and fight cancer.
Does it work, Craig?
No.
Is that how you beat cancer?
No. The increased interest is thanks to the Netflix docuseries Unwell.
Dr. Bean's going to check in on this.
Yeah.
Does breast milk help you build muscle and cure cancer?
Speaking about the trend, the answer is no.
Yeah. Okay.
Speaking about the trend, sports dietitian Brian St. Pierre told Men's Health magazine that breast milk is designed to rapidly grow a human baby. So maybe people think it's a similar effect will happen to fully grown humans. However, so far, evidence remains only anecdotal, and it is not particularly valuable for athletes, according to Bruce German, a professor of food and chemistry at the University of California, Davis. He says that the nutritional composition is poor, as well as low protein, high saturated fat, a lot of indigestible lactose.
Whip it out, honey.
Yeah, that would be nice, because it sucks being out of milk at an inopportune time. You can just have your wife come through and squirt some on your cereal.
Well, your wife would have to actually be lactating and
all the time.
Yeah.
Most women don't lactate unless they're pregnant. Some can, otherwise. I've looked at milking maids.
Apparently, this human milk is often purchased through sources like Facebook, Craigslist, or Reddit, even just pregnant women, and that ups the likelihood of contamination. If a woman has a terrible diet, the breast milk will be terrible quality.
You can't pasteurize chicks milk?
I don't know where. I'm probably sure not. You can, yeah, but they don't.
They don't, right.
It might remove any nutritious quality.
That, well, perceived nutritious quality.
Well, obviously it helps babies.
Babies, yes, yeah. But the people that are taking it are not babies.
I'm suspicious of pairs of shorts for sale on Facebook, let alone like jars of some lady's milk.
They also say diseases can be transmitted through breast milk.
Like the COVID?
For instance, or the HIV.
Oh.
Oh, man.
A study revealed that.
The worst way to get the HIV.
Have you been cheating? No, I'm just drinking this lady's milk.
A study
straight from the tap, though, that would be cheating. Is that cheating?
Straight from the tap?
If you drink milk from a woman's boob straight from the tap.
Well, you know, it just depends on the permissions you get.
That's true.
Yeah.
A study revealed
that. You're masturbating at the same time.
Yeah.
Is that cheating?
Usually, yeah.
Unless you have some kind of arrangement.
Yeah.
Yeah. A study revealed that out of 101 samples of breast milk purchased online, 75%.
Why marry the cow? You get the milk for free.
75% harbored harmful pathogens. 10% were purposefully cut with cow's milk or baby formula.
Okay. I can hear Dr. Mina now. Do not drink breast milk to get muscles or beat cancer.
Well, what if I drop a scoop of protein powder into it? Does that help?
That might. Yeah. Oh, that could probably help.
Well, cookies and cream. Worse than that. It's worse than that. There's not enough donor breast milk for babies in intensive care units that desperately need it.
Yeah, let's save it for the babies.
Yeah.
Let's save it for the babies.
Right.
You going for the soy protein or the whey protein?
Yeah. Yes.
That's a big debate.
Dr. St. Pierre says, this stuff probably just isn't special, and it's not worth the hassle, risk, or money.
No. I've never tasted it. We didn't breastfeed our kids. Well, my wife didn't.
Did you give it a shot?
But I've heard it doesn't taste that good.
Oh, it's fine.
Yeah.
Have you tried it?
Yeah, very sweet.
From the tap?
Yes, very sweet.
Good for you.
You're wheezing the juice straight from the teeth.
Was it baby's mom or just some other random chick? You're not going to go there.
I'm pretty sure it was baby's mom.
Okay, I hope so.
And what kind of cookies go with that glass of milk?
Because you wouldn't remember. When you breastfed off your mom, you wouldn't remember that. Of course, you didn't breastfeed
your
mom.
Well, you'd like to think that you wouldn't.
You were adopted.
And she, right. And she didn't love you.
No, unless you're breastfeeding off mom when you're 12.
Yeah.
Right.
And you hear stories about that every once in a while.
Well,
yes,
even
you do.
But you even hear about kids doing it when they're 5 and 6 and 7, and they're going to remember it as well.
Yeah, if the kid's tall enough that he could just stand there and doesn't even have to, like, lay down to get the milk, he's probably too old.
Yeah, there are.
That's
there
a good rule.
There have been people that doing that. You see that social, you know, the 4 to 5, 6 year old still getting some.
I think we've read stories like 8, 9, even. Yeah. You know, I was like, yeah.
Yeah, that means he's playing with the other one while he's doing it.
Kid knows algebra.
Can I tweak this one while I'm eating lunch? Sick kid.
Yeah,
the kid's definitely going to remember. If you're breastfeeding at 9 years old, you're definitely going to remember that.
Oh, hell yeah. Yeah.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
The Iowa Department of Natural Resources is crying over spilled milk. Officials got reports that a stream to a creek in Ankeny, Iowa had turned white and that fish were struggling near the surface. They traced the tint back through a storm drain to milk released at the Hy-Vee grocery store. The store had dumped 800 gallons of milk into the stream. The Hy-Vee and the DNR, Natural Resources, working to prevent the milky water from seeping into a nearby creek, which is on the northeast side of town. Here's the trouble.
Not good for fish, obviously, right?
Here's the trouble. No dead fish have been found as a result of the spilled milk, but as bacteria breaks down organic products, the bacteria use up oxygen. That's a trouble in a small creek where there's low oxygen levels already, and it kills fish. So, don't dump your milk. Don't dump your 800 gallons of milk
near a creek, right?
In a creek,
right? Tell the jackasses at Hy-Vee that.
Well, now they know. They didn't know that before.
Yeah, they had to be douches. It's fine.
Yeah.
They released a statement saying,
couple workers out back. Yeah, you guys, your job is up this stuff.
Dumping the river.
An employee at our store made an uninformed decision when instructing others on how to dispose of milk that had just gone bad due to the recent power outages caused by the storms. We are covering all costs related to the cleanup, blah, blah, blah.
This is low man totem pole gig, too. This is some kid.
Some guy said, hey, the stuff's going bad. Dump it down the drain.
Okay.
Yeah, what?
And then I'm not blaming the kids. You can't do that?
I'm not even blaming the kids.
I'm not even blaming the manager who told him. Yeah. What are you supposed to do with spoiled milk?
Where do you?
See, that's the thing.
But where do you dump it?
You don't dump it. Well, see, that's why you ask people.
Right. I agree with that.
That's why you ask people.
But here's the deal. If you're a 19-year-old kid working at a Hy-Vee, which is a grocery store, in case you're listening to other parts of the country, you are just doing what you're, okay, whatever, just pour it down. It is water. You're not pouring oil in water. You're thinking, it's milk.
Yeah,
what's wrong with that?
I wouldn't think twice.
I wouldn't either.
But it turns out we should.
Yep. Now we know.
Don't dump crap in the creek.
Yeah. But once again, it's natural. It's not like you're dumping oil, gas, or
Oil's natural.
Yeah. But you know what I mean? I never thought milk would be bad in water.
And he wasn't standing on the bank of the creek. He was dumping it in the drain in the back room at the grocery store.
And then it went out back, right? Yeah.
You know?
And what a horrible day at work
for
that kid.
Dumping it in the drain. You worked at the grocery store. Did you ever dump it in the drain?
Oh, all the time.
The milk.
But luckily, we never. I don't think we had 800 gallons of milk in a month.
I thought kids are going back to school and they probably need. I thought it was spoiled milk. I got it.
There was a storm the other day.
Oh, okay.
Power went out at the store.
Got it.
At one in town as well.
Yep.
For the day.
Oh, I'm sure that happened all across Iowa. Because Iowa got hit really hard, and I heard a bunch of stories. Yeah. Had to get rid of a bunch of food.
Yeah.
What'd they do with all the fish sticks?
They didn't feed them to the fish.
They should probably look into the rest of this stuff.
Yeah.
You got a bunch of just decaying frozen chicken patties in the woods.
You nuke them, and they're fine.
I'm pretty sure the shelf life of fish sticks is about 40 years. Those don't go bad.
God, they're good. I haven't had those in years, but I love those.
Sharon Osbourne says the new biopic about Ozzy will not be a Hallmark rock movie like Bohemian Rhapsody.
Oh, don't hammer Bohemian Rhapsody. It was a great movie. It
showed, she just did.
I know she did. But he was a gay man that did a lot of crazy stuff, and they show a lot of that.
She probably knew him, though.
She probably did.
Yeah.
Obviously,
and she has a different perspective on that than we do.
Obviously, there's some warts and all that maybe didn't exist in Bohemian Rhapsody, but it was a great movie. And the Ozzy thing, hopefully it would be, they're going to show all the crap he's done. Yeah, good.
Sharon told Rolling Stone that this movie based on Ozzy's life would be, quote, an adult movie for adults.
Yeah,
Unlike the recent Queen movie, which she said was made nice for a younger generation.
Like with full penetration? That's my kind of adult movie.
Todd's right about that.
Yeah.
So more like a Motley Crue biopic, obviously, biopic.
Do they know who's going to play Ozzy yet?
Don't have that. The documentary, The Nine Lives of Ozzy Osbourne, debuting on A&E September 7th.
That'd be good. Watch that Go-Go's documentary if you have Netflix. No,
Showtime.
Showtime,
yeah.
It's really cool. I like any kind of rock docs.
Yeah.
Apparently, Jax Company is putting that movie together,
right.
Biopic together. Wow.
I'd like to see it. Hopefully, they show the Alamo, the bat,
everything.
All of it.
Yeah, they'll show everything.
Oh, yeah. This is a little odd, but people deal with their grief in different ways, as we have discussed on this show. A gentleman out of India 57-year-old Srinivas Gupta commissioned a life-size wax model of his wife following her death in a car wreck 3 years ago.
I wouldn't suggest you do that with anybody. Anybody you lose in your family, you wouldn't want a life-size. I always thought it was weird when people have pets that are stuffed.
It is.
No, it's totally weird.
People still do that. I mean, I understand cremating your dog or your cat and putting it in a little thing and having it on your counter. I get that. But you imagine having your dog that you love for 15, 10 to 8 years, wherever you had it, and it's just still sitting there. That'd be like this lady. Wax figures look real. I remember the Wax Museum in Vegas, you could stand like a foot from one of those people, and you expected to start talking to you.
Well, that's how they can pull off those videos where you see where the celebrity will go in and just stand real still.
Right, that's right.
And then jump at him because the other ones are so lifelike.
It's so good, man.
What are you doing, Jim? Stuffing the wife. didn't she die?
Yeah, but she still likes her.
So after he had commissioned this life-size wax model of his wife, then he had a home built with her tastes in mind.
He's a nut job.
Once the home was finished, Mr. Gupta had a housewarming party. Where he showed the doll to his guests. Now the wax model permanently sits in the living room couch, smiling, dressed in gold accessories with a pink sari.
He's going to have trouble moving on.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, it's okay to be creepy, but if you got to bring other people into your guests, are you kidding me?
He will not.
It's a housewarming party.
And who's comfortable going to see his dead wife as a wax figure?
I guarantee
somebody
you,
had to sit next to her on the couch.
That wasn't on the invite.
No.
That wasn't on the house.
Oh, I know your wife was going to be here. I thought she died last year.
It just said,
"Oh, she did."
Housewarming party.
Uh-huh.
That's it. Yeah. Hey, I got a new house.
And then they got there, saw it, and went,
"Oh,
cool, Jim."
Jim's a nut job.
We're not staying long.
Yeah,
you would definitely want to know that going in. It's going to be weird for the next girlfriend. That's right. Like, hey, at some point, can we get rid of the life-size wax figure of your dead wife?
Jim Gupta is weird.
I love that we named him Jim, too. That's a famous Indian name, Jim. Yeah, that is weird, man.
One drink and we're out of here.
Right. Don't take off your coat. Don't take off your coat.
The kids are gonna, at some point, the kids be like, Dad, what happened to the crotch section of Mom?
You never want your child. You never want to hear your child ask you that.
Wax or not, you don't want to hear that. The crotch section of your mom.
It's all gone. Like, the couch must have gotten hot, I guess. I don't know.
That's just two words I didn't think I was going to hear together today.
Crotch
section.
Of your mom.
Wow.
Man. It's in the dishwasher.
Yeah.
If only. And Bicycle Bob, California man, Bob Metower, has now passed his 100,000th mile of bicycling. The 95-year-old Bob Metower has been tracking his miles since his retirement in the 90s. Bicycle Bob rides his bike at least 9 miles a day, regardless of the weather, and has no plans of stopping anytime soon.
What's your
95-year-old Bob Metower is now past 100,000 miles of bicycling.
And tomorrow he'll be dead. Well, got there. I'm out. You know that's what he's been living for the last 2 years.
Right.
That's it.
Nick's live with a comedy gig tomorrow night at a place outdoors. Go ahead, Nick.
The Farmhouse Lounge just outside of Weeping Water, 8 p.m.
Richard Reese,
Austin
Buddy
Anderson,
Austin Anderson. Yeah.
John Tom,
the Dragon Fire Band back together. They won't play because their music sucks.
Yeah, it does.
But they do comedy, so check it out.
You said doo-doo.
I said doo-doo. Speaking of comedy, who's calling next week, Puss?
We got Mr. Skin, we got Christopher Titus, we got Chris Porter, we've got Craig Peters.
Wear a mask, protect yourself, register to vote, all that, all right? Have a great weekend. Stay safe. See you Monday.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.